Today marks the start of the Atlantic hurricane season. That news is not welcome to tens of thousands of people still homeless after last year's hurricanes. Many still live in temporary trailers set up by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, as NPR's Debbie Elliott reports.
Scattered throughout Pensacola, Florida, there are little villages of white FEMA trailers in the parking lot of an old home supply store near the Navy base and planted in an open swamp area on the west side of town. Inside one of the trailers, Kimberly Shoemaker is doing her dishes by hand, but you won't hear her complaining about not having a dishwasher.
Once you stay in the RV for 6 months, this is like the place.
The Shoemakers are new here. Until about a month ago, the family of six with four children ages 2 to 8 were staying in an even smaller travel trailer while they waited for repairs on the four-bedroom house they rented. Then they learned their landlord was selling the house. Shoemaker says she panicked when she couldn't find anywhere else to move and then called FEMA for help.
I mean, it would have been either this or a shelter.
But even finding shelter space in Pensacola is tough. Relief agencies report record calls for help, but must turn people away because bed space is full. One shelter is sleeping some people on the pews in its chapel.
The face of homelessness has changed greatly.
Pastor Lon Roberts is president of the Escarosa Coalition on the Homeless. He says the region has seen a 38% increase in its homeless population since Ivan.
We still have people who are executives. We have teachers. We have nurses. We have firemen and policemen who are living in FEMA trailers or doubled up with other family members.
There are stories of families who spend their days in the park and nights in the car. One woman stayed in her hurricane-damaged home with only blue tarps for walls. At night, possums and raccoons would wander into her house. The situation has also taken a toll on people's health. Doctors report having to remove mold from people's noses and ears because they've stayed in water-damaged homes. And then there's the stress of living with friends or relatives or being cramped into tiny living quarters for 8 months, like Christy, who lives in a Fleetwood travel trailer with her husband and three girls in Orange Beach, Alabama.
It's been a real headache.
She trips over a tiny pink shoe as she tries to clear a space on the table for her oldest daughter's lessons. Christy has been homeschooling the sixth grader after she had problems keeping up with assignments.
They didn't seem to understand that, you know, we're in a mobile home. We don't have the room to make these big old projects or stuff like that.
The family's mobile home was destroyed by a falling tree in Hurricane Ivan, and the city wouldn't let them replace it because of new zoning ordinances.
We went in front of the board. They told us we had to build or get out of Orange Beach.
Building a home here was too expensive, so they're trying to build one in Northwest Florida. In the meantime, they're staying in the FEMA travel trailer and depending on the community for help. Christy says it's been a big adjustment for a family that used to donate to the needy.
I have never had to go ask anybody for anything until I had to go to the church. And then I felt funny about doing it. But you've got to have what you got to have to survive. So, you know, you just let your ego go.
Other families find themselves in the same predicament. At Orange Beach Elementary School, the number of students receiving a free or reduced price breakfast and lunch increased by a third after Ivan. School counselor Fran Drake says the community has started a program to send home backpacks of food so children won't be hungry over the weekend.
We include a Friday night meal. It might be a little can of SpaghettiOs and a healthy snack, maybe some raisins for dessert, and then a juice box.
Drake says she knows the food is appreciated by the thank yous she hears on Mondays, especially for the Slim Jims. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.